Welcome to the Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. This is a short Q&A where I ask each of my guests the same five personal questions. It's your chance to learn about each of my guests on a more personal level. Hey, I'm back with Barbara Weaver Smith, and she's an author, consultant, and founder and CEO of The Whale Hunters, which includes a platform, which is The Whale Hunters Institute, where you can get access to all kinds of things, including her clone, Barbara AI. So if you haven't listened to the full episode, I really recommend you do that. But right now we're going to have a little bit of fun. Not that the regular interview wasn't fun, but we're going to learn a little bit more about Barbara. And so I have some questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
So the first one is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Wanted to be a teacher.
Short and sweet. And you became a teacher.
I did. For a while, yes.
But you didn't know that, you know, people are like cats. We have nine lives, right? We get to do a whole bunch of things. And, you know, you definitely have. And of course, you still are a teacher. You are teaching people. So you are a teacher. I always thought it would be fun to be a teacher, too. And that's what I feel like I am. So let's talk about what is something that you want to do, but you haven't done yet.
I really thought hard about that question. And Larry and I, my husband and I, are living in a over 55 active community out in the desert, not far from Phoenix, Arizona. So we already live as if we're retired. And this is my favorite place to be. Everything that I need, I have here. So that's it.
So you've done the things that you want to do. So that's good. I'm sure you'll discover more along the line.
I'm sure I will. But right now, I'm very happy.
Very happy. And doing something you really love, which is key. I mean, that's the thing, too, about retirement. Why would you want to retire if you're doing something that you really like?
Right.
So speaking of like, what is something that you like about yourself?
I have a lot of self-confidence, which I acquired as a child from my parents. And then it so far it hasn't been beaten out of me.
Well, that's good because we talk a lot about imposter syndrome and fear on this podcast. So it's really nice to have a natural level of confidence. So we'll see. Yeah. So is there something about yourself that you'd like to change?
Would very much like to be more well-organized. I'm not well-organized. I can't handle paper.
And I think that is typical of a lot of salespeople. That's why I loved the concept of having a team behind you, because I'm not organized either. Although, of things like, you know, the Google Calendar and having a CRM is really helpful, but still, you know, when you have a great phone call or make a sale, you're like, okay, I want to go do that again. I don't want to organize all those papers. So last but not least, what's your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite place like ever vacation since Maui.
I love Maui, but they're not to like. It's the tropics.
Yeah,
the moment you step off the plane, we just actually went to Kona a few months ago, and it's just amazing. You just feel a different feeling when you're there, right?
It's a total relaxation in a totally different world.
It is. I do have one funny story, and that is that back when I was selling mufflers years ago, they sent me to Hawaii to go around to the dealers, the muffler shops, and, you know, get them to carry our line, which I thought, man, what a deal. This is great. The only thing is that the appointments I made were pretty much totally ignored. It's like saying a stop sign is a suggestion.
Yeah,
they were so laid back that it was hard to do business in some ways, but I adjusted. And like I said, can't complain about a Hawaii assignment. So,
right, for sure.
Well, thanks for your answers and helping us get to know you a little bit better. It sounds like you're pretty darn happy with the way things have gone and are going. So that's great. So once again, Barbara, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to this Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. And by the way, if you haven't heard today's full episode, I highly recommend you do that right now. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, be uncopyable.